toll free at 855-453. That's 1-855-450-3733. Join us on our website over at freetalklive.com and create the content if you wish, or just surf around and enjoy what our other listeners have created for you to enjoy. But if you find something online that you like, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. Could be anything. Could be a news article, blog post, YouTube video, whatever you think is interesting or fun or useful or whatever you think our listeners would like. You submit it because it is essentially a popularity contest. Those that like it will vote in favor of it, and those that dislike it will vote it down. And the most voted up make it to the front page in the top of the site at freetalklive.com. And you may see some changes over the Free Talk Live website. We are in the middle of, I guess, doing some upgrades and that sort of thing, so bear with us as there may be a little construction dust settling around there. Once again, freetalklive.com.
Virtual dust.
Yep, going to the phones. And your thoughts, let's talk to David, listening in South Carolina. You can bring up whatever you want. David, you're on Free Talk Live in Myrtle Beach, listening to WRNN. David in South Carolina.
Yes, sir. How are you? I can barely hear you, but...
You sound fine, so go ahead, David.
I wanted to just, well, start off my point with a simple question. We get all of our oil from the Middle East, I mean, so much of it. How does it get to the United States?
Both.
And that's a no-brainer, but why in the world can't we just send some tankers up to Canada and bring that oil on around to Texas and just forget about that daggum pipe running across the whole United States? I mean,
yeah. Yeah, you're talking about the pipeline proposal?
Yeah, I don't know why they want to take it to Texas.
I mean, look, we get all the oil is brought in on tankers. I mean, we got the Great Lakes up there. They got the pipeline all the way to the Great Lakes. I mean, what in the heck seemed to be the problem? Everything else comes in by ship.
I don't see a problem with it. I would think that, delivering it somewhere along the West Coast would make more sense, since it's coming from, sort of the western portion of Canada.
Anywhere is better than over there in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, makes sense.
You know what I mean? I mean, what is the world is the problem? We need oil. They got it. Build 12 tankers and let run them to round the clock.
It would seem like it would be easier to build a refinery right near the border in, say, North Dakota or Montana.
Now you're talking. That's another good idea.
But then somebody wouldn't get a really sweet construction project from the oil companies or the federal government.
I just don't understand what all this hoopla is about. Some silly ass.
Someone's poised to make a lot of money off of that pipeline. I mean, think about that. I mean, think about the huge project that is, and how many millions of dollars.
I know. Look at the damage it's doing while we're waiting.
Thanks for the call, sure. David. I appreciate hearing from you tonight at 855-450-FREE. You know, he brings up the issue of oil, and of course, as my understanding, you can't find new, or you can't be doing any new oil digging around in these parts, so wouldn't that be a solution to allow people to actually use their property for the purposes that they would like? Like, you know, if you want to hunt around for some oil and start trying to find it and refining it right here, shouldn't they be able to do that too?
It would seem like it. Probably the biggest concerns are offshore oil and what to do with that. You have the problem with public property, essentially, in the areas of the Gulf and that kind of thing. And so, I mean, is it the property of everyone? If so, then who gets to drill there? It makes it, it's the tragedy of the commons.
So if we actually did have true private property rights, you should be able to use your property for whatever kind of energy resources you can tap from it, whether that means putting up a Mark, you've got like a little creek that runs through your property, mm-hmm. don't you? You could somehow tap some water power from that in theory. You can rescue, you can take the sun's rays. You can utilize those. You shouldn't have to beg for permission to dig into the ground and pull something out of it. I think that, if we actually had a free market in energy, one of the things you'd see is some alternatives actually really kind of jumping to the forefront, simply because the oil business is heavily subsidized. The U.S. federal government is putting all kinds of money behind the oil companies in the form of international subsidies by, going into other countries, invading them, and attempting to secure their oil fields, essentially, for the use of people like Texaco, Exxon, and these other folks. If the federal government wasn't spending trillions of our dollars and taxpayer dollars to go and essentially fund protection, scam for these oil companies, then maybe we'd actually get to pay what the real price of oil is at the pump, and maybe people paying the real price of oil, which should be higher than what we're paying today, it would actually incentivize people to do the research necessary to really bring these alternatives along.
Yeah, I'm not for higher oil prices, but I'm not for welfare either.
You mean corporate welfare?
Corporate welfare, and that's what that is. When the United States government goes in and secures a place for Texaco or Exxon or whomever to drill, and then secures the country, as, you know, in that fashion, they're doing nothing but subsidizing their security costs. If these companies want to drill in foreign countries, then they should have to figure out how they're going to be safe to do so. That's not my job as an American citizen to pay for their extra country activities. I mean, I can see why, you know, people will make the argument that if you're in the county, you should pay for the sheriffs to protect the oil drilling operation in your county, but I'm not in whatever Baghdad County, Iraq, so, you know, I don't see any reason why they should be paying for it. Then you'd have a more moral price. What you have is an immoral price. People wanting to, you know, there's a lot of people out there that want to use alternative fuels. Those people being forced their taxes at the point of a gun, if necessary, at the threat of going to jail, they'll extract taxes from those people and then secure those businesses in foreign countries. That's wrong.
Yeah,
that's
wrong immoral. Any way you slice it.
A moral price of gasoline would be interesting. I don't know what it would be. I mean, would it be $5?
Impossible to calculate.
$7 a gallon?
Who
knows?
It's impossible to calculate it.
And then at that point, if gasoline prices are higher, that will give a fair run for things like natural gas, nuclear power, the wind power, air power, sun power, whatever it is you're going
to
do.
Right. Well, at the same time, you also have to deregulate the power business. So, for instance, nuclear power is very heavily controlled. And, of course, somebody's going to say, well, you know, it's nuclear power. It's dangerous. We need to have the federal government in there protecting us. And unfortunately, what has really happened is the federal government has protected us from any kind of advancements in nuclear power.
Yes, protecting the nuclear power companies, too.
Right. I mean, yeah, right. To some extent, they are protecting the existing players in the nuclear power business because they won't allow any other nuke facilities to be set up, as I understand it. This is the last I've heard. And please, if you know more, correct me if I'm wrong. Actually, just within the last 2 weeks, met a couple guys from the local nuclear power plant. And, you know, maybe I'll get to know them a little better over time and get to find out more about what things are like on the inside of that business. But the last I'd heard, the federal government was disallowing the building, the construction of any new nuclear reactors. So therefore, you are essentially talking about any nuclear reactor that is in existence today in the U.S. is probably 30 years old or more. And so, you know,
new reactors can't be as safe as old reactors, right? Or not nearly as likely.
New, what did you say?
I'm sorry. Old reactors shouldn't be as safe as, excuse me, old reactors shouldn't be as safe as new ones.
Right, but they can't bring a new one online to replace the old one. You can't shut down the old one because you can't build a new one. And so over time, we know that new generations mean new safety features. New generations of products mean more efficiency. It means, you know, better product down
but
the line.
When, you know, as far
imagine
as
imagine them
concerned.
Freezing computer development in 1996 and we're all still running 486. Processors?
I get what you're
saying. What's happening in the nuclear business.
Understood. I think that when nuclear power plants, put tritium in the water and things like that, but that's a real problem. I mean,
no doubt.
When that news comes out, you know, hey, the nuclear power plant drops some tritium in the water. Yeah, you know, I mean, I don't like that crap at all.
Yeah.
So, as far as I'm concerned, you should be able to do what you want on your own property. But as soon as you do something to someone else's property, i.e., put tritium in their water, you're responsible to that person.
Or you should be, but is it that way?
Yeah, and I don't know whether, you know, how many parts per quadrillion of tritium matter. I have no idea, but if you can show through science that many parts per whatever of tritium matter, then you know that they should
have a case. Yeah.
A big case.
Toll-free number is 855-453. So we're not advocating irresponsibility. We're just advocating that people should be able to develop these products and advance them down the line instead of having this crazy freeze on development. 855-453. I mean, last I heard, they had little nuclear power plants that were like the size of a power transformer or something like that, that you could just like a little box that you could put out in your yard and power a whole neighborhood with.
Yeah.
Over in Japan. More coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com. DigEdPress.com is your home for illustrated science fiction and adventure. Escape from Terra, Volume 2, continues the bold adventures of intrepid space pioneers as they find wealth, freedom, and a giant Elvis head in interplanetary space. Venus Crumb is where swashbuckle meets steampunk in this offbeat space pirate saga written by L. Neil Smith and illustrated by Scott Beezer. Both books are $14.95 each and available now at DigEdPress.com.
Hi, everybody. Jason Lewis here. Once again, for my friends at Midas Resources, these are hard times for investors. You don't know which way to go. Is the market going to recover? Is the Washington spending machine going to continue? And that means a lot of debt and maybe printing money to cover the debt. They call it monetizing the debt, but that's a fancy way of saying inflation. And a lot of people are worried about that. So you need the ultimate inflation hedge, and that's gold. Now, let me be clear about this. Commodities fluctuate in price. They can go up and down. Very volatile. There's no guarantee. But if you want the ultimate inflation hedge, you need to talk to my friends at Midas Resources. The number, 1-800-686-2237. If you're interested in converting your IRA to gold or would like to have it in your possession, call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. It's Midas Resources, 1-800-686-2237 for gold, and tell them Jason sent you.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day with all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-855-450-3733. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site there totally free, so enjoy those on us. And those features include
the Shrine of Female Listeners and the archives and the news updates. You can get signed up over at news.freetalklive.com if you would like to follow Free Talk Live. You can do it via email, Twitter, or Facebook, whichever works best for you. Go to news.freetalklive.com to get signed up. We're talking about energy sources here on Free Talk Live, and a lot of people are concerned about, you know, relying on anybody else for their energy. And I think for good reason. You don't want to have to rely on some central bureaucracy, the power company that is this monopoly that has been granted to, you know, this one company that they have to serve everybody within a given geographic area. And if you've ever been involved in some sort of natural disaster, you know just how bad these government almost government-run monopolies, like the next step down from government-run monopolies, these power companies are at restoring service. I mean, there are people that froze to death here in New Hampshire a few years ago because, you know, the power company just didn't get to them fast enough. So some people are pretty concerned about that for good reason, and they'd like to be a little more independent. Well, that's going to be one of the topics of discussion, I'm sure, at the Liberty Forum coming up here in about a month's time, February 23rd through the 26th. It's happening in Nashua, New Hampshire, at the beautiful Crown Plaza Hotel, the Nashua Crown Plaza, where it's been for the last several years. And you'll be able to see speakers like Joel Salatin, the author of You Can Farm. You can talk about self-sufficiency. This guy has written a book about the entrepreneur's guide to starting and succeeding in a farming business. And you'll also find other interesting discussions going on there. The Jack Spirko from the Survival Podcast will be there. That should be in line with those sorts of topics. But also, you'll find other discussions like the freedom to photograph. Carlos Miller, Photography is not a crime. That blog, he will be at the Liberty Forum. Jody Emery from Cannabis Culture Magazine, she will be there. Prax Girl from her Prax Girl YouTube channel. Peter Schiff, investment advisor, he is going to be there. Lots of great speakers going to be at this event. Free Talk Live will broadcast live from the event. Thursday, Friday, Saturday nights will be there, and the event runs from Thursday through Sunday. It's going to be a good time, and hope you'll be able to make it out. The real reason to come out is to be around other people who love liberty, who understand what freedom means, and who are willing to do something about it. Many of them, like Mark and myself, have made the move to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project. Others who will be visiting during the Liberty Forum maybe have signed for the Free State Project, but they just haven't had a chance to move yet. And still others are maybe they're on the fence. They're not sure if they want to sign. They're not sure what this is all about. They've heard things about the Free State Project, and they just want to see it for themselves. This is a great opportunity, a great excuse to come up to New Hampshire and meet some of the very people that you hear us talk so much about on Free Talk Live. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum, get signed up there, use coupon code FTL2012 and save yourself 10% on the already very affordable convention prices. freestateproject.org/libertyforum, use coupon code FTL2012 as we continue here with you and your thoughts. Going to Dave listening in Madison to WXXM, the Mic 92.1. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys. I really enjoy your show.
Thanks.
But I'm hearing a little bit of inconsistency. And first of all, you're right on with regards to government and nuclear power. You guys are aware of what the Price-Anderson Act is. Am I right?
Refresh me on that, please.
Well, in the 1950s, the government, the nuclear power industry, got government to pass a law that limited nuclear power patent liability to about $250 million a year, or $250 million per accident. That limitation on liability allowed companies to purchase insurance. Had that not been in there, nuclear power would never manifest because it could never insure itself.
Because it's extraordinarily
dangerous.
That
would be the free market working.
Yeah, the possibility of an accident is, although small, it's the things that could happen are just tremendous. So I can see why they wouldn't be able to get insurance.
Well, and that's exactly right. And there's the free market. And, you know, but when we look at this XL pipeline and we think, well, you know, let's produce oil here rather than over there, there are real environmental costs to this. And there's no way that you can produce tar sand oil without massively contaminating not only the Arctic, which is going on right now, but also certainly climate change and carbon dioxide outputs, as well as the millions of pounds of toxic chemicals that is laced through that dirty tar sand. So, again, here we go with government subsidizing companies' ability to take private land, to go over aquifers, That really is a lack of freedom, and it's not about producing our own oil. It's about allowing companies who have been polluting and have terrible records to run rampant over our rights.
Which is typical when it comes to government, because that's what they do. They protect the people who are the most politically influential, and while at the same time talking out of both sides of their mouths and saying, well, we're here to protect you, the little people. But the reality
They claim to be protecting the environment, too.
Which is nonsense.
And so, I mean, the problem with giving the government the ability to protect the environment is that the government doesn't protect the environment, and there's a lot of examples.
They do the opposite, I think, as you're pointing out, Dave.
Well, I think they do both, and so I don't totally disagree, but let me ask you a question. You had mentioned you don't know how much tritium would be a toxic amount or a problematic amount. People do know how much tritium would be a toxic amount, and that research was done by governmental agencies. So even simply providing the baseline for information so everyone can act with the same amount of information, which would be the libertarian equal playing field, you have to have some entity to help provide that information.
Well, we can have entities that do these things on a consensual basis without forcing people to pay for them. I mean, there are plenty of universities out there that are doing these studies, probably doing it with government money, and there's no reason why they wouldn't be able to raise money from environmental interest groups.
People want to know that.
And other people who are interested. So it's not so much that I don't want an agency around to come up with this information. It's simply that I don't appreciate anyone being forced at the threat of violence to pay for something that they may or may not agree with. And I hope that makes sense. And Dave, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. At 855-450-FREE, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. And I think it's incredibly useful to point out here, as he did, that you know the government is more likely to protect these big companies than actually do anything to significantly protect us from them. Go back to the BP spill from, was it 2 years ago now, it seems like? It's been a
probably
while.
That.
You go back to the BP spill and you look at that situation where the regulators were going in and having sex with the employees.
The government guys from the MMR in there doing bumps of coke off of the butts of hookers on these oil platforms. And
the fact that the liability was also limited in that case as well, if I'm not mistaken.
And, you know, if you're saying, oh, that's the Bush administration, okay, it's the Bush administration. But don't think you can coalesce power in one place and keep rich people from going after that power.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pipe dream to believe that you're going to coalesce power in one place, call that place Washington, D.C., and that the workers, the people, the proletariat will have that power. Please don't think that. Please stop thinking that.
Anybody that, come on, really? I mean, you think things changed after Bush got out and that
you think
Obama
things
got in
changed
and changed things?
You think things changed from the time of the Roman Caesars? I mean, come on. Power and money go together. If you coalesce power, the people with money are going to go after it harder.
But yet people believe, like a lot of the folks in Occupy, believe they can somehow take money out of politics. Really what we need to do is just take politics out of our lives, period. Just be done with the idea of the state. More coming up here, 855-453. This is Free Talk Live.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with Fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your Fake TV for only $34.95, go to FakeTV.com. or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional Fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, bring up what you want. Live Saturday edition of the program. Toll-free number for you, 855-450-FREE. That number is brought to you by SACL, CAI. It's 1-855-450-3733. And here tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Inviting you over to the website at freetalklive.com. We have listening options there. Live, broadband, and dial-up streams. You can hear the show live when we're live, and when we're not live, you'll hear the latest episode running in a repeat, basically. So it's 21 hours of a repeat, and then 3 hours when we're live, and then 21 hours and so on. And you can go and listen any old time you want over at listen.freetalklive.com, totally free. Plus, you'll learn about our great radio stations, over 100 of them from coast to coast. They carry the show on AM and FM throughout the country. Also, our XM satellite radio listening options. You'll learn about how we're on two different channels there. Our other satellite option, which is KU-band free-to-air, the webcam and listen lines as well, over at listen.freetalklive.com.
Right now, with the elections going on, there's all kinds of apocalyptic predictions going on. If this person wins, it'll be the end of America. If that person wins, it'll be the end of America. Well, with all these predicted crises and the unemployment that's rampant in the United States, food shortages around the world, natural disasters hitting everywhere, inflation, which seems to be inevitable, you probably should be prepared. You probably should have assurance for your family in times of disasters. A great assurance is wisefoodstorage.com. Wisefoodstorage.com has meals that are easy to prepare right in the package. They're delicious. They've got real chunks of vegetables, real meat in them. And they come in plastic totes. You can just stack them up in the garage, the basement, or wherever, root cellar, I suppose, wherever it is that is convenient for you. and you can get a free entree sample. You want to try it out before you buy. Get a free entree sample. Go to wisefoodstorage.com. Right at the top of the page in the center is request a sample. You click on it. You give them some information on where to ship the products and that kind of thing, and you'll have it in short order. Or you can call them at 855-FOOD-WISE. It's 855-FOOD-WISE, wisefoodstorage.com. When you order, use coupon code FTL. Coupon code FTL will get you free shipping, and these are, you know, it's big. They come in plastic totes, and there's, you know, they're freeze dried.
It's a lot of weight.
Yeah, it's not even the weight; it's the size is more than anything. So the free shipping's a great deal. It's wisefoodstorage.com. Coupon code FTL or 855 Food Wise.
To the phones, to the fun, your calls, your thoughts about what you want. Sean is listening in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, Sean.
Hi, Mark. You guys doing a good job. I just want to bring up some points for those who want Newt Gingrich to be president. I mean, if they don't know NAFTA gap and CAFTA that was passed and he was in charge, those are Bill Clinton when they balanced the budget. They were sending the jobs overseas. That's why the stock market, whatever, was doing so good. And as far as the election, you know, they've had one election in Des Moines, Iowa. They've already counted, what, two times, three times? Are they going to count it until they get it just right? If that's the first state, and they're already going to say somebody has to leave the race, especially Ron Paul when he's been first and second. I mean, people's got to start looking back and remember who these people are, you know.
So you're saying that that Republicans are being duped by this Newt Gingrich, that they've forgotten the past and they don't recall who this man is?
Well, I mean, Rick Perry was chief campaign manager for Bill Clinton. You know, he's Republican now. You got Mitt Romney, who's Democrat, who voted Democrat. Now, all of a sudden, he's Republican. Newt Gingrich balanced the budget. Supposedly, with Clinton sending all of our jobs overseas, he's a Democrat. He's 8 years. After 40 years, they say he's done so well.
Also, Newt supported the, basically something to do with socialized medicine, an increased role of the government in medicine as though it needs any more increase.
He's for carbon trade. I mean, he's for cap and trade. He wants carbon.
Yep.
He wants credit.
And this is contrary to what the Republican voters want right now, as they claim, but they're so, Mitt Romney's so distasteful, it seems like they'll run anywhere. I don't think you're going to get women to vote for Newt Gingrich with his record. I mean, I think it's just disgusting that he's left both wives while they were ill.
The thing what they did before is they throw these elections away so the other person got, like when McCain got nominated and she picked their family, they gave it away. You know, the whole thing is just, it's like dominoes. You know, they're going to fall at the end if you see them falling. So they set everything up. They fought everyone. It's like this. They can't even get the first election right. So how in the world are we going to get somebody who we want to be president? They can't even get the first state.
It looks like
by a group of people that...
I was going to, we were going to report the numbers here coming in from South Carolina, and one of the first things I was going to say is, well, you know, people are going to start questioning the election results immediately, and this is, it always happens. It's really the bad thing about these, this whole system of voting. In South Carolina, I believe they've got, the Diebold machines, and...
Oh, yeah, the ID. You have to have a credit ID now.
A credit ID?
Anybody that can, I think it's 5 days or whoever, they don't have to be a licensed person. They don't have to have any kind of identification, but they can now. I heard on the radio today that they can go get an ID, voter ID, which I think it's like a chip-based RFID voter ID, like a verify voting ID card.
But and are you guys using the electronic voting machines there in South Carolina?
I wish they would do it. Des Moines doing where they have people counting and other people watching, you know, so there's...
But you guys, do you have the voting machines there? Mark says that he thinks you guys have those machines. Do you have the electronic voting machines there?
Yeah, it's like gambling machines, you know, you put the money in, you pull the slot, and whatever pops up, you know.
Yeah, whoever the programmers want to win, wins the race. Thanks for the call, Sean. I appreciate hearing from you. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. And sure enough, Mark, isn't this the first state where, of all the primaries and caucuses, where they've actually got these voting machines?
Yeah, and Ron Paul's coming in fourth.
And he's in last place.
Yeah, and I don't know, I mean, you know, that means what that means. I really like the idea of a convenient voting voting platform where you can go in Florida, you could vote for several days, like 2 weeks before an election. But, you know, the old Stalin quote is the truth. It's not, it doesn't matter who votes. It matters who counts the votes. Mm. And
you can't see votes being counted if it's all digital.
You know, I mean, when you, when a system lacks the, you know, when people can't believe what the system's providing, a lot of people can't. You know, then, and frankly, if you think the votes are counted correctly, you're wrong. You know you're wrong. You know that some votes have been counted incorrectly. They just, Iowa just came back and said Santorum won, and when they had said before that Romney won. So, I mean, you know, these things happen all the time.
Now, who's winning in South Carolina right now with what percentage voting in?
Gingrich is ahead 40% to 26, wow. To Romney's 26.
So I thought Romney 26. Was supposed to be like the chosen one, and now Gingrich is coming ahead. Even after this whole wife thing comes out?
There was a debate, and he lambasted the media for wanting to talk about you know, his marital inconsistencies and stuff.
Now, what is the... I've heard that, you know, you mentioned he left a couple of his wives while they were sick. He also wanted an open relationship or something
with
like that?
With the second-to-last wife, yeah. The second wife, yeah.
Is that pretty much the summary? I mean,
that's pretty much the summary. You know,
the
children of the first wife want the second wife to be quiet about his relationship with the third wife.
Sounds dramatic. But
it's disgusting.
I guess it's nice to know that Republicans are okay with someone who wants to have an open relationship. I didn't think they were that open-minded in the Republican Party.
When you
Party.
See four guys, Obama, Romney, Santorum, and Paul, that have, you know, good, solid familial relationships, and then you've got Gingrich up there who thinks he's a political rock star who can bebop from, lady to lady. And
how do you know if those other guys' relationships are solid? How do you know that?
They're in a marriage and have been for a long time.
That doesn't mean anything.
Santorum and Romney have got a whole bunch of kids. They're staying pretty busy.
I see where you're coming from. And Gingrich doesn't have kids?
He's got a couple from the first wife, as I understand it.
I see. So somehow having kids means you won't cheat on your wife? Is that what you're saying?
It means if you have a bunch of kids, you've certainly been having a lot of sex with your wife. If you're having sex with your wife, you cannot be having sex with somebody else without her consent.
Oh, just because you have kids doesn't mean you're having sex with your wife.
It doesn't mean anything,
just
dude.
Saying.
I'm just saying they've got nice, solid relationships. You haven't heard
you
anything about this. When the laser beam eye of the press of the United States, of somebody running for POTUS, turns on you, they're going to find out crap.
Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So despite all that, they're still voting for this Gingrich guy in South Carolina. It's interesting. Free Talk Live.
Imagine you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, "Your Honor, I didn't know about this law." How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, "Ignorance of the law is no excuse." So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from Restore Your Health Now.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976, or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up anything you want. The number for you, 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. And if you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier over at amp.freetalklive.com. Go to amp.freetalklive.com and get signed up there, and you can help us get Free Talk Live into more ears around the world. We'll take the $3 a month that we're asking from you for AMP, and we'll invest it back into the show to allow us to advertise Free Talk Live to more radio stations and promote Free Talk Live to more Internet listeners as well. And again, it's only $3 a month, and you get perks, of course, like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, AMP-only podcast forum, and more. Get the details and sign up over at amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We appreciate it. It makes a big difference for us.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, or shooting gear, or even survival gear, ManVentureOutpost.com has what you need. Knives, ammunition, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, boating equipment. Everything that you need for the outdoors, ManVentureOutpost.com has it. They're family-owned, members in good standing, the Better Business Bureau. You know how important it is, reputation, when you're dealing with folks online. I have a couple of friends of mine who've gone over there and purchased some things. They were very excited about the prices at ManVentureOutpost.com. I think that's what they've really got going for them, is they've got what you need. And they have some of the best prices. I can't, you know, I haven't certainly gone and scoured the Internet and found the best price on everything, but I think that all in all, you'll find that their prices beat the other folks at ManVentureOutpost.com. Get an additional 5% off the already low prices when you use coupon code FTL. That coupon code FTL is in Free Talk Live at ManVentureOutpost.com.
Still to come here tonight, obviously your phone calls, that's what we do, take your calls about anything, but also in the news, beheadings now making their way across the border into the United States.
There can be only one.
Talk more about that, and it's pretty serious issues, so we'll get to that, but first, your calls. Let's go to Dave, listening to KGOE out on the West Coast in Eureka, California. Hey, Dave, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, I heard you say, I think, that as soon as the election results started coming in, you knew there'd be people questioning the accuracy of the election results. And you said it in a way that sounded like you were skeptical of those who do so, but I think questioning election results is indeed something that we need to be doing.
Well, I don't think we were skeptical of people who are questioning the election results. Didn't we say, Mark, that the electronic voting can be manipulated?
Yeah, I think that I think it's kind of futile, is what I think. You know, they
what can you really do? Right?
Yeah, people go vote and then they question the outcome. You know, I mean, if you're going to question the outcome and question the outcome of every election, and I don't have a problem with people keeping an eye on these things. I've seen it happen over and over and over and over again. And if when people on your side lose, and I'm not saying your side, but if people on one's side lose and then one goes and questions the results every single time, pretty soon it's the boy who cried wolf situation.
Dave, I'm sorry, man. I got to let you go. Your phone sounds awful tonight. Appreciate your call, though, at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Chris is in Connecticut. Chris, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Hey, good evening. Ian and Mark, big fan.
Thanks, Chris. Go ahead with your thoughts.
All right. Hey, that was really interesting, that last caller on the nuclear subject. You guys were mentioning the federal liability cap and how, therefore, it would affect the free market of those kind of nuclear power plants where you wouldn't be able to get one, you wouldn't be able to get insurance on one.
Mm-hmm.
Correct?
Yeah, yeah.
That's what the caller
sounds interesting.
The
sure.
point the caller made, and I thought it was a good point.
Okay, I thought I'd actually come across an article talking about your very own New Hampshire, just for your knowledge, where there was a citizens nuclear watchdog group. You guys had touched upon the third-party monitoring free market aspect, I think, and I just wanted to mention that for you guys out there. Maybe the viewers check it out. I guess there might have been some incident and a bunch of citizens actually got together and did form a civilian watchdog group up there, last I recall reading.
Yeah, folks aren't real fond with the Vermont Yankee power plant that's just across the Connecticut River.
Yeah, honestly, nuclear power does kind of scare the hell out of me. I guess there might be a need for it. I do live near a plant myself in Connecticut.
I think that it could be less scary if we actually had the ability for these companies to innovate and to change their business models and change their production models. And
every new technology has bugs in it, and when you're dealing with something like nuclear power, bugs are a bad thing. But the only way for technology to become stable and mature is for people to be able to innovate in that area and develop it.
And as my understanding, they've been prevented from developing over the last three decades or so.
I agree with that, and the market would work those kinks out. I also think that maybe the modern nuclear industry is geared towards producing nuclear, like, weapons-grade byproducts, and therefore they don't even explore certain reactions, like thorium reactions would be one to look into for...
Thorium's huge.
I
just read something about thorium, too. A lot safer situation, and I think you're absolutely right.
But it doesn't produce a weapons-grade product, so therefore it's not exactly...
I read part of an article. I'm not going to claim to know.
Okay, what is thorium?
Anyway, for maybe some other chemists could chime in on that who actually know what they're talking about, that'd be cool to hear.
Chris, can you? I mean, do you have any idea what thorium is? I mean, what is it?
It's a nuclear isotope. It's a nuclear element capable of some kind of fission reaction that, in the long run, doesn't have as much risk by far associated with it, from what I recall reading and learning about.
It's
very abundant. It's very abundant and produces a lot of energy, too.
Excellent. Well, thank you for clarifying that. Anything else you want to share tonight, Chris?
No, just happy to be listening to the show. Keep up, guys.
Great. Appreciate you being out there. Thanks for the call at 855-450-FREE.
Well, now, when the interest groups and the lobbyists get involved, they're not going to want anybody to come up with this new technology, thorium. They're going to want to stick with what works for them and what the folks are getting their backs scratched on and stuff like that. And this is the problem with all the regulation that goes into the energy area. Before you're going to be able to even start a thorium reactor, you're going to have to jump through a thousand different hoops to be able to do it. You can't just build this and see how it works for you. Do some experimentation on it and be responsible for your own actions. You try to do that, they're going to shut you down.
Yeah, according to Wikipedia, countries like Russia, India, and China now have plans to use thorium for their nuclear power for various reasons, including its safety benefits, its high absolute abundance, and relative abundance compared to uranium. It's approximately three times more abundant than uranium in the Earth's crust, and is a byproduct of the extraction of rare earths from the monazite sands.
So does that mean that we're going to be getting our thorium from China?
I don't know where the monazite sands are.
I don't know where they are either, but I do know that China is the world's largest supplier of rare earth.
That may be the case.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE. Let's continue here. You can bring up absolutely anything that you want. And as I mentioned, still on the way here, we've got the news about the border. Beheadings are making their way into the United States, and yet you still have people in the U.S. who believe that they can shoot their way out of the drug problem. Let's go to Francisco first, though. In Colorado, you're on Free Talk Live. Francisco.
Hey, guys. How are you?
What's on your mind tonight, Francisco?
All right. So I wanted to talk about just a little bit about the temporary death of Stop Online Piracy and the Protect IPX. And
the temporary death of what? I'm sorry.
SOPA and PIPA.
SOPA and PIPA, correct.
Gotcha.
And specifically about some other scary internet legislation. So just to let you know, the gentleman, actually I shouldn't call him a gentleman, the human being who introduced SOPA, while we were all crying about what it could do, introduced other legislation titled Protecting Children from Online Pornographers Act.
Yep, who doesn't want to do that, right?
Correct, yeah. So they're using the whole, you know, protect the children, you know.
Bail.
Exactly. So basically, this bill would end online piracy for privacy for Americans. It's so scary that another senator from California tried to have an amendment added to change the bill's name to Let's Keep Americans' Online Data and Submit It to the Federal Government Without a Warrant Act.
Yeah, that'll it'll fly then, right?
Yeah. So let me just give you an example of what this bill can do.
Okay.
It would require ISPs, Internet Service Providers, to keep the following data for up to 18 months. Your address, your name, any credit card data, any Internet protocol addresses or IP addresses that they have assigned to you.
Well, we know they already have that information. I mean, they're your Internet service provider.
Here's the thing that's even worse. Your search history and any websites you visited in 18 months.
And by you, they mean anyone from that IP address.
Correct.
So
now,
right. So if I've got 20 people that access my business's internet service, then that they're all going to be included, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
Francisco, I know you've got more. I think you probably have more to say on this. So stick with us. We can bring you back here in hour number three to talk more about online privacy, which apparently the federal government is very interested. Some of the people in the feds are very interested in absolutely abolishing, eliminating your privacy online. More coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. Are you looking for a concealed carry holster? Crossbreed Holsters is the home of the world-famous Super Tuck, the most comfortable concealed carry holster on the market today. Try one out and see how truly discreet and comfortable carrying concealed can be, and find out why we call it the ugliest holster you'll ever love. We are the standard others try to imitate.
Get the original. Get your Super Tuck at CrossbreedHolsters.com. Again, that's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Get in the zone!
You can protect your engine with regular oil changes. Protect your wallet by doing it yourself. Now at AutoZone, get a 5-plus quart jug of Pennzoil conventional motor oil and a Fram ExtraGuard oil filter now on sale for just $20.99. Or upgrade to Pennzoil high mileage motor oil and a Fram TuckGuard oil filter for just $4 more. See store for restrictions and details. Save on your next project with trusted advice from AutoZone. Parts are just part of what we do.
Get in the zone!
AutoZone.